producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Millions of Facebook users around the world have no idea they're using the internet. Kind of a shocking study here. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark. And I've heard a statistic not too long ago that 90% of people believe that their intelligence is above average.
That's not possible, right?
No, it could be. Right. Well, you either get that joke or it was meant for you, right?
Oh, so that's a joke?
Well, it's a joke.
Okay.
It's funny.
I thought there was actually a survey where people said that.
No, there is a survey where people said where that was said.
Oh, and so it's not a joke.
It's funny or you don't get it and you weren't meant to.
Got it. Right, so it's real. It's not a joke then. But it's funny, real.
Okay, it's funny, real.
Yeah. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-3733.
Can a joke not be true?
I guess it could be, yeah. Anyway, we've got Will Coley on the line with us here from the Muslims for Liberty at muslimsforliberty.org. That's Muslims, the number four, liberty.org. And as usual, he's actually calling to respond to somebody who brought up these claims about Muslims, which are usually misinformed. People, you know, they hear things. They have these people that they trust as purported experts, even though the people that are purported experts on Sharia law that they're trusting aren't actually Muslims. So obviously they haven't really done as much research as many Muslims have done on this topic. And Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty is well-researched. He really knows these issues and can explain very, very well what Sharia law is. And Sharia law, my understanding, is a set of rules for Muslims, not for anyone else. And we've still got him with us here on Skype and on a new connection, I think. Will, are you with us, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. Is that a better connection?
I don't know. We'll see. It's a little janky, but we'll see how far we can get into this. Because, you know, whenever we have Will on the line, it just inevitably brings more people on the phones to talk to him. Because I think people are genuinely curious about this. They, you know, they don't know what the truth is about Sharia law, comma, Muslims, comma, Islam. And so I want to bring Dana on the line with us, or Dana, rather, is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty.
Hi. Will, I came in when Dave called in, the last caller, so I'm at a disadvantage. Are you of Middle Eastern descent, or are you an American who is a convert, or were you born into it? I'm just curious.
I'm from East Tennessee originally. I converted to Islam about 8 years ago. I started studying Islam academically about 11 years ago. And started lecturing on Islam academically about 5 years ago.
Okay, I was just interested. Because whether you're a convert, which is by choice or born into it, like many people are in their faith, especially converts, I was always told by a very wise woman that people, not about Muslim faith, but just Christianity, those who are converts are usually the strongest Christians because they chose to be.
And so they know the most about it too, I think.
Right, because they're really, really devoted to it. And I don't disagree with that, but because you are a convert, of course you're not going to come and say anything bad. I don't care what you do with your life or practice, but I think for you to come on this show, and these guys have devoted their lives to liberty, and the people who listen to Mark and Ian feel the same way. And for you to put up this pretense that Sharia, it is the antithesis of what Mark and Ian are trying to do. And for
you don't get to speak for me, ma'am. I appreciate everything that Will has done. He is also a very liberty-oriented guy. He's come up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in New Hampshire on multiple occasions, has fed thousands of meals to people over those occasions through the goodness of his heart and charity, basically. He's a good guy, and I don't
his
doubt
his wife was there too, and she could have escaped any time.
I don't doubt any of the words that are coming out of his mouth. I think
fine,
he's done this
and
research.
I'm not speaking for you. I'm saying what you guys claim to be standing for. That what the Sharia law is the antithesis of that. I'm not beating Will up. I'm not speaking for you.
But have you actually ever done any research on this beyond talking to Fox News?
Yes, I have.
Let Will.
Talking heads.
Okay, well, hold on. If you've done some research,
then... Stop right there.
No, Dana, you've had a chance to go on here for a moment. I think it's fair that Will can respond to what you're saying.
I want...
I'm going to put her on hold because I don't want to hear shouting. Go ahead, Will.
You've done some research on Sharia, or at least that's your claim. So what I will do is... I'll just ask you two very simple introductory questions about Sharia. There are five foundations of law called the Muqsad. Do you know any of the Muqsad? There are five foundations of jurisprudence called the Qa'ida. Do you know any of the Qa'ida? Because if you're claiming that you have expertise or knowledge on Sharia and you have no ability to list any of these, it would literally be the same as saying you're an expert on the Constitution, but when challenged to list amendments of the Bill of Rights, had no answer.
All right, go ahead, Dana.
Okay, two things. First of all, I said I wasn't beating you up, Will, and you just said, you put words in my mouth and said I claim to be an expert. I never claimed to be anything. I'm saying that you're purporting things about some things about Sharia that you're saying I don't disagree with. But you're picking and choosing. And as far as you, Ian, don't accuse me, as you said, I shouldn't put words in your mouth. Don't tell me where I'm getting my information from. This was
where are you getting it from?
Research.
You did academic research, but yet you can't answer his question about some of the most basic facets of Sharia law.
I first addressed two things, one to Will, that I wasn't beating him up, and you not telling me where I'm getting my news from or my information.
Okay, but you can't answer his questions. I heard what you did.
Sharia law, Will, and I don't doubt that you're not a good person, but a lot of good people get sandbagged by things that they only see the good of, or they're only told the good of. You know the whole basis of all of this, the whole basis of this faith. Make sure when you do your research on Sharia law, also include how all of this started from Muhammad. Do you know who that man was? That was not a prophet that you guys are following. That man was 40 years old before he, approximately 40, 42, before he even found his so-called God. He did horrific things to human beings, to women and children, and the only reason he found God and became a preacher, like most of these snake oil salesmen do, is because he failed at every single enterprise.
Thanks for the call, Dana. Those are some pretty serious allegations, Will Coley, from Muslims for Liberty.
Yeah.
Can you respond?
Well, first of all, before Muhammad received his prophethood, he was a very successful merchant. He was known as Al-Sadiq, which means the truthful. There was a huge argument among the tribes in Mecca about they had to tear down a temple and rebuild a temple. And there was a huge argument over who would set the cornerstone for the rebuilding of the temple, because it was this very honorable thing among the tribes. And they didn't go outside. They went to Muhammad because he was known for being honest, equitable, truthful.
And a murderer, right?
Unbiased.
A killer.
You know, known for these things. The people who hated him, the people who were trying to kill off the Muslims, would still bring him their property and ask him to hold it for them, while at the same time they were trying to undermine his message and have him killed. I mean, that has to tell you about the trustworthiness of a man is if you're trying to undermine their message and harming their followers, but you will still bring them your property to watch while you're out of town because you know it will be safe with them. No, that's not the kind of man that the woman was just describing. Yet this is how the people who knew him who weren't Muslim even described him during the time of his life.
You know, so, there's a Christian that converted somewhere around the middle of his life. His name was originally was Saul, and then it was Paul. And, you know, he did some terrible things before he converted, too. Christians don't seem to be holding him to the same standard.
People can change, right? Free Talk Live.
Ever wish you had a business that ran itself, put money in your pocket, and you didn't have to go to work? If I could turn your current life into that business, then list it in the right systems that put money in your pocket so potentially you didn't have to go to work. Is that something you might be interested in? Credit Success Secrets Revealed is exactly that. We help you document your life as a business. We place that data in the right systems to trigger automatic personal and business credit that works. We teach you how to get business funding to buy assets that put money in your pocket. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time, no matter your situation. It's as easy as following simple directions. We practically fill it out for you. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people get cash in their hands right now. Call 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or go to creditsuccesssecretsrevealed.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And as the show has done on a few occasions now, maybe even more than a few over the last year or two, it's turned into Ask a Muslim Night here on Free Talk Live. Whenever we bring Will Cauley on the line, he's so well-informed, so knowledgeable on the topic of Islam, because he's into that. He's been a Muslim for 8 years. He's been studying it for 11, on an academic level. And he sounds like he knows it on an academic level. And so there's a lot of misinformation out there, which results in a lot of people having honest questions. Some having hostile questions, but some having honest questions about this. And we'll take any of those here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you need to protect yourself online, and you should have a need for that, because if you don't take steps, then you are completely at risk from all manner of prying and spying. Number one, from your internet service provider that is likely logging everything you do online and maybe even selling that information or giving it over to the government. You can stop that right now by going to proxpn.com and getting started with ProxPN. It's a virtual private network that encrypts your online data. Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, whatever your operating system, you're good to go. When you use code FTL50, you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy their annual account at proxpn.com. Again, that code is FTL, like Free Talk Live, FTL50. But that's not the only deal from ProXPN that we're offering you. If you have Bitcoin, you can get the best deal possible on ProXPN. You go to proxpn.com/amp. That's AMP, like advertise, market, and promote, like the Free Talk Live AMP program, because ProXPN is on board with the whole Liberty thing, which is cool. You can go to proxpn.com/amp. Then buy for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin. You'll get 2 years worth of ProXPN, which is an amazing discount, and $5 of your purchase price will go to the Free Talk Live AMP program to help us spread the ideas of freedom. So go to proxpn.com/amp, take advantage of that Bitcoin offer, or if you still have a credit card and that's what you want to use, use code FTL50 to get that 50% off deal that we have discussed. Let's continue here. We still have Will Cauley with us on kind of a janky connection, but we're going to keep going with it here. We tried to clear it up a little bit. Will, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
All right, it's actually sounding pretty good right now. So, right back into your calls and thoughts. Let's go first to Benny listening, or Bernie, excuse me. Bernie is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. We spoke about some of these matters yesterday. I don't know if that means I can't speak tonight.
You get one call per night on Free Talk Live. So go ahead with your, if you have a question for Will.
You're very kind. Mr. Cooley, you sound like a very intelligent and studied man, and I only disagree with you to the point that I do not believe you can speak for all billion of the faithful on this planet.
Of course not.
Would you not?
I don't speak for any other individual than my own self and what the texts themselves state. And I've honestly, you know, on more than one occasion, I think Ian's actually heard me say this from the stage. Nothing I say is original. I literally regurgitate the teachings and the words of scholars from the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th centuries in Persia, Egypt, Baghdad, North Africa. None of the ideas that I have, none of the things that I talk about are myself. I'm quoting books that were written hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, you always cite what you're quoting. You always cite the scholars whenever you mention
these
things.
People who are far, far beyond me in knowledge and in scholarly. People that put my amount of knowledge to shame are the people who I quote. And, you know, these aren't my words. It's not my opinion. And just because there are other Muslims who don't share my opinion, it doesn't change the fact that this is what the texts state. And that's what really matters. If we're going to talk about what a religion or what a legal system encourages, allows, or pushes, then we need to do that from a standpoint of what the texts state, not what individuals or governments carry out.
My source, when I was saying about non-believers not being allowed to own real estate, was based on the experience I had with the company that I worked for back in the 80s that did business in the kingdom not allowed to purchase land. They had to go through resident middlemen to do business.
That sounds like a government problem, not you know, an issue with what Islam believes.
I would respectfully submit that said government decisions were based on said government officials' interpretation of their faith.
Certainly the interpretation. That's true. Thanks, Bernie, for your call.
The problem with that is when you have a dictatorial government or a patrilineal monarchy like you have in Kuwait and the other Gulf states like UAE and Saudi, just the very existence of that type of a government is a violation of the command of the Prophet Muhammad, who said that no man is more qualified to rule over another simply because of who his father is. And that's the type of government that these countries have. So when you start, when the very beginning and basis of your government is something that is outside the realms of what's Islamically permissible, from that point forward, you should just look at what they do and assume that it's not Islamically permissible, because the very first step is already a violation.
You should also consider assuming, like, it's at least be open to the idea that somebody who, say, doesn't live in one of those countries has taken the time, the energy, the incredible amount of expense that it might take to move from one of those countries here, may not think that those countries and the way they run things are so awesome, and may not want to replicate it here.
Well, that's why we have activists that work in these countries that translate Muslims for Liberty work into the local indigenous language. They pass out paper copies of it, sometimes in a manner that's somewhat secretive and incognito, depending on the country that they're in. But you do have Muslims that are in these countries that they are against the governments that are there. They see the fact that the governments, the way that they are put together, is not appropriate. They have no Islamic legitimacy whatsoever.
And this is, you know, sort of the equivalent of what happens in the United States, where most of the people who get elected here would call themselves some sort of variant of Christian. And, of course, Jesus was, you could argue, a very strong against the government of that time. And so, you know, there's some sort of paper, I think, on the Internet calling Jesus an anarchist, inciting Bible verses to back up that claim. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's certainly true. He was no fan of the government at that time.
I can assure you that there are people that believe that Jesus is a Democrat, too.
There's a very strong precedent in Islam in general for the distrust of the government. As a matter of fact, the greatest scholars, like the people who are viewed as like the greatest scholars of Islamic history, one thing that they hold in common was that they were oppressed, kidnapped, tortured in some way by the government of their time. Imam Malik, it was said that he prayed with his hands by his side because he couldn't lift his arms up to cross them across his breast because of the fact that he'd been tortured by the political leadership of his time for teaching a version of Islam that wasn't in keeping with what this same thing with Imam al-Qarafi, Imam Abu Hanifa.
Will Cully, can you stand by? We've got almost a full load of calls here. They want to talk to you, apparently. So
sure. I'm going home.
More with Ask a Muslim. I don't know why you would do that, Mark. I think this is really interesting discussion here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water, and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free. We might be able to get you on here if you want to talk to a Muslim with Free Talk Live. Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight, and Will Coley from the Muslims for Liberty at Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org, is on the line with us, generously giving of his time here tonight. He wasn't planned as a guest on the show or anything like that. There was some guy calling in, making claims about Sharia law, and actually Daryl sent Will a message suggesting he give a call in, and he did that, and now...
See, I like the idea that Will's listening to the show and just calls in whenever anybody says
something. Well, he was out shopping for diapers. I mean, not everybody can listen to every single moment of Free Talk Live as much as we might like that to be the case. And, Will, thank you for sharing extra time with us here tonight, because as soon as you called in and started to rebut some of the misinformation that was being touted by one of our callers, inevitably more people called with all kinds of questions. So we've got them waiting to talk, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you call us on Skype, we can't conference you with Will, so if you have a question for Will, you do need to call the toll-free lines at 855-450-3733. Coming up here in Keene, New Hampshire, Keenevention is right around the corner. We're about 3 weeks away, just under 3 weeks at this point. It's October 30th through November 1st. It's a great opportunity to come up, check out New Hampshire, and in the fall, in a beautiful time of year. It's going to be just past the peak, which peak of leaf peeping season.
It's right now.
It's looking very, very pretty outside right now, but there'll still be some nice trees probably by the time Keenvention gets rolling here in
there'll
a couple
be some.
Weeks. So you can come up here and join with dozens of other liberty-loving people at the smallest convention in New Hampshire. There are some great get-togethers like the Porcupine Freedom Festival during the summer where you can actually meet Will Coley. He's there, I think, every single year serving food out of his tent site. And then, of course, there's the Liberty Forum, which the Free State Project puts on during the wintertime. These are also great events. I recommend you come for those. But if you want to check out New Hampshire during the fall, Keenvention is your best bet. And it's super affordable. It's $60 gets you in for the entire weekend, or you can pay with Bitcoin. So go to keenvention.info. You can learn more about the event there. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy putting it on for folks, even though there's some level of work involved on the back end. So go to keenvention.info, check out more about it, and get registered. We'll look forward to seeing you in a few weeks. And Will Coley, thanks for sticking on with us here. As a lot of people have a lot of questions about being a Muslim, the Islamic religion and belief system. So, are you ready to continue?
Sure.
Excellent. We're going to go to, I think, Charles in Nevada. He's listening to KKFT on FM. Hello, Charles. You're in Reno. Go ahead.
How you guys doing?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts, Charles. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just had a couple of questions, and I know this gentleman is an expert.
Let's keep it to one. I apologize, Charles. We're going to have to keep it to one question just because there are a lot of people with questions here.
Well, then I have one main question then, and what that would be is, especially with everything that's going on in the world now, especially with everything that happened in the past with the rewriting of the Quran, all the murder that was involved, the Sunni-Shia separation, the Sunni-Shia for thousands of years now have been massacring each other. With everything, and people going around the world right now, decapitating women, children, Christians, and yelling Allahu Akbar, how is it that Muslims can say that it is a religion of peace? And that's my question.
Thanks, Charles, for your call tonight. Your thoughts on that? There was a lot all boxed up in that one question. Go ahead, Will.
Religion of peace.
Religion of peace. Well, I myself am a peaceful person. I know the Quran specifically tells me to consume my neighbor's wealth not unjustly, but only to commence trade by mutual consent. So I know that economically I'm a voluntarist. I know that I'm told to observe the rights of my neighbor, be they Muslim or non-Muslim, and that the rights of the neighbor over me, according to God, are so great that Muhammad actually thought that he would be told to let Muslims inherit, that neighbors could inherit property from Muslims. So I don't really see where that's not a peaceful way of life. If your neighbor has a right to life, has a right to religious liberty, has a right to his intellect, has his right to protect his family, and a right to his property according to the foundations of law and Sharia, then protecting those is being a peaceful person.
Do you feel any responsibility for other people in other countries that are doing horrifying things that call themselves Muslims?
I'm not a communist, no, not particularly.
I don't think Christians should feel responsible for the murderers who call themselves Christians.
I thought it was really funny that the guy called in and talked about, when you juxtapose Islam versus Christianity, you can find, historically, a lot of horrifying crap that's happened through Christianity. Has the Bible been rewritten? Yes, it has. By the way, the Quran being rewritten, what does he mean when he says that?
Yeah, I was wondering
my understanding about the Quran is that, at the very least, the Quran is the single, this is the original.
Well, now, there is a discussion of around the time of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, and I'm not sure if this is what he's alluding to or not, but one of the things that was confessed by one of the British spies who worked directly with the al-Saud and Abdul Wahhab groups was that there was a desire to rewrite the Quran and the great works of Islamic scholarly, like to figure out a way to change what these books said and get new versions out. But this was back at like the 1800s, during the time that the UK was trying to destabilize the Ottomans in the lead up to World War I and all of this kind of stuff. But one of the things that the British realized was that, at least at that point, that was not something that would be possible. The idea was to destroy all of the Islamic historic artifacts, like everything that connected Islam to history needed to go. And like the Prophet's Mosque and the Kaaba and the Haram, like all of these historic landmarks needed to go. And they weren't able to get rid of them all at one time. But now, the Saudis were put into power in 1913, and from 1913 to today, almost all of those Islamic artifacts have been wiped out in the Arabian Peninsula. The home where Muhammad was born, the home where his wives lived, the home where his mother lived, all of these different, the home of Abu Bakr, the home of the Sahaba, when the Wahhabis first invaded Mecca, they tried to destroy the Prophet's mosque. They destroyed the cemetery where Muhammad and all of his companions were buried. So that's the only thing that I can think of that he would be alluding to as far as like a new version, like a rewritten Quran.
Well, now certainly there are translations of the Quran, right? So there's the original written in Arabic, I presume. But
there's not that many translations. I mean, usually the translations are right next to the Arabic, and Muslims are encouraged to learn Arabic.
That's true.
Like, yeah. Christians, yeah, but they don't have that. There aren't the original documents when it comes to Christianity.
Unfortunately, though, most of the Qurans that go out in English are going to people that don't understand Arabic. They don't know how to read it in the original language, and therefore they don't know whether or not what's in the text is true. PBS actually did a documentary on the fact that Saudi Arabia is so well known for purposely mistranslating the Quran and other Islamic works that PBS did a documentary about it.
Wow.
The Saudi Arabian government subsidizes printing presses all throughout the world, and that they add things to the text that do not appear in the original Arabic.
That happened like with the King James Version, too, of the Bible. There were additions specifically intending to promote the idea of a Trinitarian God and these sorts of things. So, you know, your holy text being, bastardized in some way, shape, or form certainly isn't new.
Will, you got time for one more segment?
Sure.
Stand by. Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims the number 4 and liberty.org. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, this is Free Talk Live, and that means, of course, you can call in, bring up anything that you want. And that is what has happened here tonight. Somebody called in about allegations regarding Sharia law. And what do you know? We've got ourselves a Muslim on the line to talk about it, which has resulted in an avalanche of phone calls. If you're trying to get in right now, you'll find the lines are completely busy. So don't bother to call at this point. If you're already on hold, stand by. We'll do our best to get you on the air. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio with you. And of course, we do this live 7 nights a week. So if you didn't get in with your topic tonight, maybe it was something completely different, you can call any night of the week, of course.
If this was the 1680s in the Massachusetts Bay Colony, then Ask a Quaker would get just as many Puritans to call in.
So we got Will Cawley back on the line with us here from Muslims4Liberty.org. I know you wanted to make a short statement before we continue with the call, so keep it short because I do want to get as many folks on as possible.
Yeah, well, one of the people had said something about my education and my learning and about being told, you know, only what I was supposed to be told type things. But the reason why I initially started, I went to school to learn how to arbitrate between disputing parties based on Islamic jurisprudence. Like, that was what I went to school for. So that the way it works is it's not really appropriate for a Muslim from Syria or from Saudi Arabia or from Kuwait to come to America and try to tell Muslims in America how to live Islam the right way for a Muslim that's from America. They can't arbitrate differences between Muslims who are born here and raised here because they have no cultural perspective for what would be appropriate and what wouldn't be appropriate. What is allowed in some cultures is a social faux pas in others. So there was a need that I felt I could fill by studying Islamic jurisprudence and Islamic law of now there's about seven or eight of us, I guess, that are born here in the U.S. All of the others are far more qualified than myself. I'm still just a student. But there are about eight of us now in the U.S. who are born here, who have studied Islamic jurisprudence and who interpret Islam and Islamic jurisprudence from the perspective of Americans, from the perspective of American culture, from people who were born in this country, raised in this country, raised as non-Muslims in this country.
Thank you for that service. Let's bring Joe on the line in North Carolina in the Asheville area, listening to WWNC. Hello, Joe. You're on with Will Coley.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
So it's my first time ever calling a radio show.
Welcome.
Thank you. I listen to you in Nevada also. So I had asked about a few personal anecdotal stories to mention to your visitor today. I briefly attended Muslim meetings with my dad in high school, but I'm a Christian now. Anyway, one, you should keep your questions to one. My husband was a dental professor in San Antonio, Texas, so we had Saudi Arabian dental students come. So I knew some wives and some of those American women who liked to hang out with them because they were Saudi. I guess they were the best Muslims. Anyway, they had to have two entrances to their home. And I remember a cover of an Architectural Digest had a photo of a huge home in a Muslim country with two entrances.
One for the man, one for the woman?
Right. That was one question I had.
Thank you, Joe, for your call tonight. Will, your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, that's actually the not for a home, but for a mosque, that's the sunnah, is that there's one entrance for men and one entrance for women, because the interior of the masjid isn't physically segregated. It's not supposed to be physically segregated by a wall or anything like that, but the men pray together and the women pray together. This is something that was actually practiced pretty commonly in Christian communities here in Appalachia, where I live.
Really?
Now, you can find churches in Cates Cove. They have two entrances, one for men and one for women, and these were Baptist churches. So this was a pretty common practice among religious traditions when Islam came about.
You go back far enough, and you'll find that.
They also put the kids in. When I was in church, they had the kids' church thing, too.
Kids are just annoying, Ian, that's why.
And let's continue here. We've got Scott on the line in South Carolina listening to WTMA. Scott, you're on with Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty.
Thank you.
Go ahead,
Will, you sound like a decent and earnest guy. I'm sure you are. And you may have touched on what I'm asking about when we came back from the break. You mentioned lecturing. Do you ever address primarily Muslim audiences? And can you address these cultural things like cab drivers not picking up people with service animals or the honor killings or the genital mutilation? And do you get pushback? If you have, do you get pushback from the Muslim community?
Okay. Thanks, Scott, for the call.
Here in the U.S., I would say I do get pushback from the Muslim community, but more of a political nature because of the fact that we embrace libertarianism and we require Muslims to validate their political opinions with Islam, and Islam sees income taxes as oppression. It's not considered legal under Sharia to tax someone's income directly. So that's the main pushback that we get because we deal mainly with Muslims that are here in the U.S. Now, I have had some more extreme Muslims that we have done debates online with more extreme Muslims, and usually what ends up happening is they'll acquiesce that theologically and, you know, textually argument is correct, but then they always refer back to this idea that because of modernity, we need to add these new rules to the religion that don't have any textual basis, basically usually to prevent a person from having to use their own, you know, ability to resist things, you know, to their own will. You know what I'm saying?
Basically saying that because it's hard to resist income taxes, it's okay not to resist income taxes.
It's more like because it's hard for me not to look at women when I go to the mosque, even though I'm supposed to be paying attention to the imam, so we need to put a wall up between the men and the women so that I'm not tempted to look at the women because self-control is hard, so let's just take away the fact that I have to control myself and add these things that aren't a part of the faith.
He did mention genital mutilation. I think it's important to point out there are plenty of religions, including Christians, who mutilate the genitals of their children, specifically the baby boys, with circumcision.
Well, genital mutilation is an issue of North African countries. Genital mutilation is a North African issue.
No, it happens in the United States. Circumcisions happen a lot here in the United States, and that is absolutely genital mutilation.
Female genital mutilation.
I'm not comparing them, Mark. I'm calling it what it is. It is genital mutilation. What happens to baby boys all across the United States?
Let's look at the issue of female genital mutilation.
I don't want to look at that. It's a horrible issue.
It isn't a Muslim issue. It is a geographic issue.
Okay,
it's an African issue.
But I want to know what the Muslim perspective is on circumcision.
Eritrea. Well, there is a ruling that states it's. You know, there are lots of opinions again in Islam. There is a legal ruling by a renowned scholar that states that a parent should allow the child to make the decision for themselves when they get older. Kind of like in the Jewish tradition, some Jews will wait until the time of the bar mitzvah, you know, when you're old enough to make that decision for yourself before the decision is made to make a circumcision.
So there are rulings
that state that that's the way that it should be. With female genital mutilation, again, it's a geographic issue. Eritrea and Ethiopia are both Christian majority countries, and they also have like 70% and 80% of the women in their countries who have suffered female genital mutilation.
So Christians, everybody in that country is more likely to mutilate genitals, is what you're saying.
It's a cult. Well, even like the local indigenous tribes, and that's where it came from. Mm-hmm. It was an indigenous tribal custom that carried over when these people converted to these new religions later on in history.
Murray is on the line in North Carolina in the Asheville area, listening to WWNC. Go ahead, Murray. You're on Ask a Muslim with Will Coley on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
Whoa, little loud there, Murray. Just back away from your phone, if you would, a little bit.
All righty, then.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
I'm just curious how a feller from Eastern Tennessee, and I'm from Western North Carolina, buys into this Muslim stuff when he ought to be out in the mountains hunting rants and trout fishing.
You do hunt, don't you, Will? You've done that before,
yeah.
Right?
And I know what ramps are, too. We actually have a ramp hunt that's about 45 miles southeast of here, down by Athens.
So clearly you can be a hunter and a Muslim both.
Well, yeah, there's nothing in Islam that says that I have to give up my Appalachian culture and heritage. The only thing I really stopped doing that... You know, the only real big difference was I stopped drinking, but the family, the regard for family and family closeness, and you know, you do whatever you can to make your mama and your daddy happy, and to take care of them and to take care of your children. You know, that down home old fashioned values that I grew up with. I mean, my father is 80 years old. You know, so I grew up with this, and that was part of what drew me to Islam, was the fact that those values were specifically advocated for in the religious tradition.
Will Coley, always fascinating and informative. Thanks for taking extra time out tonight, just on a whim, to get on here with us and talk to folks. And that's Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. That's his website. If you didn't get on tonight, that's okay. We do a show every single night, so join us tomorrow. Meantime, at freetalklive.com.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives.